From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno, killing at least 100 people and injuring many others. The fire ignited Thursday at a gas plant in the town of Nui when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief visit to Pakistan Friday and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. It's the first time in 12 years that an Indian Prime Minister visited Pakistan. From Islamabad, Ayaz Ghul reports.
Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Ezaz Ahmed Chaudhry, who attended the meeting, told reporters the discussions were held in a cordial and positive atmosphere. He said the Indian Prime Minister telephoned Sharif late Friday morning and expressed his desire to undertake the goodwill visit, and the Pakistani Prime Minister welcomed the initiative as an important step to bring their rival nations closer.
Mulaqat mein alal umum is baat ka izhar kiya gaya.
Chaudhry said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue process and enhance bilateral contacts and work together to establish good neighborly relations. He said Prime Minister Modi also wished his Pakistani counterpart a happy 66th birthday. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Syrian rebel sources and activists say the leader of one of the most powerful insurgent groups in the rebel-held suburbs of Damascus, Zafran Alush, has been killed in an airstrike. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian planes. From Washington, this is VOA News. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has dissolved the young nation's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place, a move critics say undermines the power-sharing deal signed in August after a two-year civil war. Kiir issued the decree in a late-night broadcast Thursday, and he named governors for all 28 states. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response to the president's action. On Tuesday, representatives of the rebels and the government met in Juba in hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers have fatally shot a Palestinian woman who they said tried to ram them with her car. A police spokeswoman said the officers fired on the vehicle Friday in the village of Silwad. The Associated Press reports the incident happened as Israeli forces were attempting to control a group of rioting Palestinians. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Health Ministry says a 22-year-old Gaza man was killed on Friday in an altercation with Israeli forces near the border fence. Israel blames the Palestinian attacks on incitement. Palestinians say the violence stems from the frustration of Israeli military rule. The Palestinian Authority is hosting Christmas observances in the West Bank town of Bethlehem, but turnout is sparse, as we hear from Robert Berger, who's on the scene in Manger Square.
Celestial sounds and fragrant incense filled the Church of the Nativity during Christmas Mass here in Bethlehem. Nearby, the faithful visited the ancient grotto where tradition says Jesus Christ was born. But Christmas has been overshadowed by 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence, so it was a poor turnout this year. But Bethlehem's message remains the same. Despite a gloomy Christmas, hope springs eternal in the little town where it all began for the Christian faith. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Loyalists of the Islamic State militant group in Afghanistan released a new video Friday showing a massive suicide car bombing of an Afghan security outpost and several other violent acts elsewhere, including some carried out in neighboring Pakistan. The purported IS video released to reporters shows footage of militants ambushing a convoy of Pakistani security forces traveling through mountainous terrain, firefights with security forces, and two roadside bombs blowing up Afghan government vehicles. A man is beheaded and two others are shot at close range in the back of the head. It says the violent acts were being conducted in eastern Afghan provinces near the border with Pakistan. The authenticity of the video and the dates the violence took place could not be immediately verified. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.